Good morning to Jason Kanz. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning on this Thursday, September 16th.
Good morning.
So, I mean, if Bart Millard and his son can do a song about Jason and Ian Kanz, why can we look for something from you guys?
It's been a while since the two of us have sung together, you know, and it's interesting. His voice is significantly lower than mine is at this point, so I would get to sing the upper part, and he would sing the lower part, but I don't really know what we would sing.
Yeah. So we played Whitney Houston doing the national anthem from 30 years ago. You commented you were not happy about the fact of a talk of a remake of My Bodyguard.
I was not. You know, I liked the movie The Bodyguard when it came out, and part of the reason the movie was so magnificent is because Whitney Houston starred in it, and I have said for years that I think she is the greatest vocalist that we have ever seen, and so to try and replace her with somebody else seems to be a fool's errand, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the greatest vocalist we've ever seen. I was trying to, I referenced it even 15 minutes ago. I wasn't sure exactly 10, 15 minutes ago, exactly what you'd said. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, of our generation, huh?
I think so, you know, and, you know, and she had a fairly tragic story. And, you know, I think even later in her career, her voice took a hit from, you know, she began using drugs and whatnot. But my goodness, she, I mean, even if you've watched things like America's Got Talent or American Idols, you know, shows like that, Whitney Houston is often the standard people compare female vocalists against, yeah. You know, and so, but yes, I have strong opinions about that.
They talk about doing these hologram concerts. I heard about it more like a year ago or so, but they talked, like Whitney Houston was one of the ones they talked about. So I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that. The other interesting fact is she was the niece of C.C. Winan,
uh-huh.
Which is a famous Christian singer from years back.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, CeCe's kind of came back on the scene with Believe for that, and then doing a duet, kind of a lengthier version of that song with Lauren Daigle, both of them on nominees, it looks like, for the upcoming Dove Awards in October. All right, well, we got a little bit of time here. Carrying on in John 13, verse 9, and how many do I go?
Yeah, so would you pick up from 8 again? Because I actually split 8, so 8 through 11. Let's do that.
All right. John 13, 8 through 11 from the New Living. No, Peter protested. You'll never wash my feet. Jesus replied, but if I don't wash you, you won't belong to me. Verse 9, Simon Peter exclaimed, then wash my hands and head as well, Lord, not just my feet. Jesus replied, a person who's bathed all over doesn't need to wash except for the feet to be entirely clean. And you are clean, but that isn't true of everyone here. Verse 11, for Jesus knew who would betray him. This is what he meant when he said, not all of you are clean. What about from Letters to the Beloved, the devotional commentary you've got coming out October 25th?
Yeah, so I wrote, my son responded, if I do not wash you, you are not on the same journey I am. Peter responded, then why not go ahead and wash my hands and my head too? If Jesus' gentle rebuke was true, Peter wanted the full treatment. Jesus responded, a person who has already bathed does not need another cleaning. His feet are dirty from the road, not the rest of him. You are clean, but not all of you. Jesus added this last phrase as a hint about Judas's plan. My son's words were often multi-layered. His exchange with Peter was not only about dirty feet, but about his spirit. In my son, you are clean because of his finished work, but daily living still reveals your brokenness and sin. Come to me in prayer and confession, and let me remind you of your cleansing.
Mm-hmm. And so it's not a one-time only deal. It's a daily situation.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's true. I think we are saved, and yet we continue on the daily road to sanctification, to become growing in Christlikeness.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of a tune from Avalon, Always Have, Always Will, in terms of God's love toward us. So,
yeah.
All right, 60 degrees.
Another group I haven't heard of for a while.
So. Yeah, Exactly. When you speak, Jeremy Camp, WWIB, and that was not a Mark Schultz song. We did have three in a row, though, Susan. Good morning. We had
good
three
morning.
Straight.
Good morning. Good morning.
On Mark Schultz's 51st birthday, we had one, two, three straight. So it's just like candles on the birthday cake, I guess. So.
Way to make me cry, Vicky. He's my son. Thanks a lot. Yeah. That mascara lasts about 20 minutes.
Man, Vicky.
Man, Vicky. Yeah, beautiful song. Uh-huh. And it just reminded me of the hopes and dreams I have for my sons, which sometimes we protect ourselves and we don't always ask and pray. And I just, as I was listening to that song, I thought, I'm just going to put it all out there and tell God my hopes and dreams.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So,
that's
I don't know. That's the power of music.
Yeah, it is.
You know, it gets right to our soul. Mm-hmm. But Michael from La Crosse, I agree with you. I would say that's my favorite song, too, by Mark Schultz, is I Am the Way, right?
I Am the Way, right. And then also Randy and Wausau checking in saying Back in Your Arms Again. So we're going to try to play these before 9.
How do you pick?
I know. And then Letters from War, an unidentified listener says Letters from War, Mark Schultz helped keep going while my husband was deployed. Keep her going, I'm
Maybe
sure.
Maybe we should change the format of the station. Your Mark Schultz station.
Yeah, right.
All Mark Schultz
is,
all day.
It is this morning, at least. It is this morning.
Nice.
Celebrating his birthday, and he had the great concert in Cumberland back in November as well. Quick question. It is Cinnamon Raisin Bread Day, so sounds good to you?
Yeah, of course.
Caleb? These last 3 days have sounded incredibly good, whether it be Double Cheeseburger Day or Cream-Filled Donut Day, and I'm just hoping that I can just stay clean.
Yeah, here's the thing. Yesterday, Paul Anthony brought cupcakes in. I said no first day. But when I come in the second day and there's one left, it's as if it cried out and said my name. So it's gone now. Bye-bye.
I think Jesus gave it three. He rebuked Satan three times, right?
Uh-huh.
Not that a cupcake is Satan. That's not what I'm saying at all. Sorry.
Carrie Jobe, rescue us.
You're my favorite deputy.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
So the Toy Hall of Fame announcing the 2021 finalists yesterday.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, this is big stuff.
This is Rochester, New York. I have never been to the National Toy Hall of Fame, but I would love to go there about as much as I'd like to go to Canton, Ohio Pro Football Hall of Fame. This is a Hall of Fame I would love to see.
And the Baseball Hall of Fame's in Cooperstown. I don't know how close they are, but do them both.
Hall of Fame tour.
Yes.
Wow.
All the way through. That sounds great.
You guys are so smart. You know how to live.
Or talk about it.
Yeah.
12 finalists.
You know how to dream.
12 finalists announced yesterday. The list includes, why don't you start it, Susan?
Okay, the list includes American Girl dolls.
I read
love
all those books when I was a kid.
Me too. You did. Good for you. Yeah, because they're really good stories.
They were great.
We had Molly, Kit, Josefina.
Samantha was a little mean at the beginning of the book.
Well, she was quite wealthy.
Grandma Margie is listening, and she gave each of my girls American Girl dolls as they grew up.
Nice.
So, thank you, Mom.
Yeah. Love American Girl dolls.
Uh-huh.
It's going to take forever because this is just the first one. We can think about all of this.
Battleship. You Sunk My Battleship is a nominee for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Again, of these 12 finalists, billiards. Uh-huh. I don't know if there's a lot of kids hustling pool, but...
You like a mini pool game there. What else, Susan?
Well, here's one I never quite understood, but Cabbage Patch Kids.
Uh-huh.
Certainly a popular item now in the Hall of Fame.
There was that one particular year that was just so crazy.
It's a finalist for the Hall of Fame. Finalist. They're not quite in yet.
I think this next one belongs in there because what home didn't have a Fisher-Price corn popper?
Yeah, and so that's the thing that sort of looked like a lawnmower, right? And then it would make that sound.
Up. Yes.
Lawnmower kids or vacuum, either way.
Push it around.
Oh, I'm sure our church nursery had one. Uh-huh. I don't know if we still do. It might be one of those ones that mysteriously disappeared. I'm not familiar with this one.
Mahjong.
What is this?
That's a Chinese tile game. Similar. Oh. The tiles look like dominoes, but they have cool little characters.
I should know this.
No. Well, why don't you take the next one? You know the next one. Right?
Masters of the Universe?
Okay,
what is
with
it?
He-Man. They're little figures.
Oh, She-Ra? Okay.
Little action figures. The whole universe.
I'll take the next one. Pinata. I mean, how is that not in the Toy Hall of Fame? But you go.
Who
pinata.
Wouldn't want to hit a pinata and have delicious treats come
those
out?
Those were some of the highlights of birthday parties growing up is because my dad and mom would make these pinatas.
Really?
Homemade, and they were fantastic. And usually followed the theme. I mean, and I remember, again, seeing how my dad would blow up the balloon and then use the, what was it, like the paper mache or the Mod Podge and stuff.
Huh.
And, yeah, create some really cool things. And they still do it sometimes for their grandkids now.
Your parents are amazing.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Pretty much.
How about Risk?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The game Risk, one that one summer I said no more Risk. So many tears, so many alliances.
Shout out to Chad Hewitt, who is the cool high school kid when I was young growing up, and he would invite us younger guys over to his house for Risk parties. His mom would make pizza, and he took us in, and he was the football star and all this stuff, and he made us feel cool because he'd invite us over, these kids from church. So,
he'd always
clean us out.
I'm going to take the next one because, Caleb, you got the one after that.
Okay.
Sand, the sandbox. I mean, again,
yes.
I'm surprised that's not in the Toy Hall of Fame already.
Again, these are the 12 finalists. Settlers of Catan, yes, many happy hours spent trying to wheel and deal and trade. Does anyone have wheat?
At least you don't have to die of dysentery in Settlers of Catan. And finally, a finalist for the Toy Hall of Fame here on the WIB Wake Up Show, the Toy Fire Engine.
You thought the NFL Hall of Fame had a tough deciding whether to put Leroy Butler in.
Yeah,
I mean,
how do you pick from these? Let us know your picks at 715-396-1670 of that list.
Yeah.
I think it would be wise just to get the Fire Engine in there first. Otherwise, the other toys might perish.
The inductees will be announced November 4th. So far, 74 toys have been inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame. Well, I think we need to turn the rest of the show over to toys because this Toy Hall of Fame, the 2021 finalists announced yesterday, we just recapped all of those. And so Rick then weighing in on the listener line at 396-1670, as we were asking, and he said, hey, Tonka trucks belong in if they're not. They went in 2001, but they got us looking. I think you get the rundown of the inductees from 98, so maybe here and there throughout the show. And so this was the original class of 98. Do you have it, Caleb?
I don't know. Okay. Actually, I was just looking at Tonka trucks. I did not realize that they came to be after World War II from three Minnesotans who wanted to manufacture garden tools and founded Metalcraft in a local schoolhouse back in 1947, and that led into them making these quality toys.
Right, Minnetonka.
There you go.
So the original class was broader than the usual five, and it was Barbie, Crayola crayons, an Erector set, Etch-a-Sketch, who didn't have one of those, Frisbee, Lego, marbles, Monopoly, Play-Doh, Teddy Bear, and Tinker Toys. That was the original Toy Hall of Fame class.
I would still love all of those things.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And real quick, the next year in 99, Duncan Yo-Yo, the hula hoop, you've talked about, Susan.
Lincoln Logs, the Raider Flyer Wagon,
roller skates, and Viewmaster. So anyhow, just kind of some fun. We'll drop some more of those. Well, if you missed it earlier this hour, we recapped for you the 12 finalists this year for the Toy Hall of Fame. And from the looks of it, probably only two or three are going to get in. I was thinking more like the NFL Hall of Fame, where maybe like five got in. But if you look at this list, after those initial years of 98, 99, they got, 2000, they were generous. The bicycle made it in 2000.
Oh. Okay.
As did Jax.
Oh, yeah. I know Jax.
Yeah. It seems like, do kids do
you
that
You don't know
ever,
Jax.
Anymore?
I do know Jax. The little ball and you grab them. Yeah.
Jump rope made it.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Potato Head.
Oh.
But not Mrs. Potato Head?
No, there is. It's just Potato Head now.
Just Potato Head.
Now
yeah.
No more gender.
Oh.
And Slinky, which we've talked about recently.
Ugh, what a jip.
Sorry. I think we should just name off toys and deal with Susan's complicated relationship with them on the air.
Go back to Siskel and Ebert. Thumbs up or thumbs down, I guess.
Wah, wah.
2001, just two toys made it. Silly Putty.
Which
was fun for about the first day or so.
Did you ever use it, though? Because I love the funnies or the comics.
Yeah.
And I would use my Silly Putty and put it on there and make impressions of Calvin and Hobbes.
That was cool.
Right. It was cool. And then you could stretch Calvin's little face if you wanted to. With me, it was like Nancy or Priscilla's pop, but whatever.
Not Marmaduke.
And that is when Tonka trucks did get in pretty early in 2001. Although you were saying, the Tonka trucks I had in the 70s, they were metal.
You got to look on eBay now to get the quality guide.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
No aspersions cast on the Tonka company, but again, they don't make them like they used to.
Yeah, said about so many things. 2002, just two, the Jigsaw Puzzle and Raggedy Ann.
Aw, Raggedy Ann always had a little heart over her heart with the candy heart inside.
Uh-huh.
The Jigsaw Puzzle, not for the faint of heart, depending on how many pieces.
But Raggedy Andy may be on the outside looking in still.
He and Mrs. Potato Head.
He's just like... Raggedy Ann, hello.
Their little noses pressed up to the glass.
The fame got to her, and she's just like,
I know. She's forgotten the little
people. Don't forget your raisin.
In 2003, it was just two alphabet blocks, which are soap, and checkers.
Now, by alphabet the blocks.
Yes.
Yeah, I was thinking the refrigerator magnets. But the blocks, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we had those, and those were fantastic.
Yeah, they're fun.
This next one, I had all of these. G.I. Joe.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Did you have one with a little fuzzy beard on
it? Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. He lost a leg, and you pulled him. I still remember one of his sayings. You'd pull the string, and he'd say, I have a tough assignment for you.
Wait, so yeah, Josie used to have to pull string?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh. He used to talk.
So, I mean, I used to get them my first, Bazooka was my first ever G.I. Joe that I got. But, I played and played with G.I. Joes to the point where I knew exactly how to fix them when the rubber bands would break. And also, my brother Josh and I would take all of our G.I. Joes and we'd make a little football out of clay and we would use masking tape and make a football field on the carpet in the hallway and we would play football with our G.I. Joes.
That's so cool.
Duke was always the best. Duke would always score touchdowns.
Hmm.
Speaking of missing limbs, one time Josefina's arm fell off, so I called American Girl when they were still in Chicago. And the representative said, sounds like bad bungees. Send her in. Undressed. So we sent her in.
Yeah.
She came back in a darling little hospital gown.
Wow.
With her arm fixed and then like a little toy hospital bracelet and a balloon.
They have done so many great things as a company. I mean, I know taking my kids to the store in the Mall of America. Is it still there? I just remember, like,
I don't know
how fun it was.
But when I screwed up my my shoulder, Phil looked at me and said, looks like bad bungees.
In 2004, the other ones, Rocking Horse and Scrabble also made it in 2004. That's as far as we can go for now, but maybe more later here if you're good, WWIB. So we're talking toys this morning because the Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York yesterday announced their 12 finalists for this year. We'll find out November 4th who made it and talk about it, I'm sure. I know we will on the November 5th show. So in the meantime, we were reflecting on what are some of the other toys that have made it in previous years, because Rick started us off on the listener line at 396-1670. He said, oh, Tonka Truck's got to be in there. Yeah, they did. They went in 2001. So we have arrived at 2007. Three toys, man. The Atari 2600 game system, the kite, and Raggedy Andy did make it in.
Well, okay.
Love triumphs.
Yes.
Andy made it in. Aw.
2008, baby doll, skateboard, and a stick.
Stick.
Goes right with the cardboard box, I guess.
You could put an eye out. Careful.
I mean, and here's the thing. I mean, generally speaking, what child, no matter your socioeconomic circumstances, didn't play with cardboard boxes and sticks? So, you know, I did. They were always lightsabers or spears.
Yeah, remember that story I told you guys with Grace? And I said, no more TV. You have to go play in your room. Half hour later, I go in there. She's drawing on a box. I said, what are you doing? She said, making a TV with a cardboard box.
And you look
good for her.
That. Yes.
She's your daughter.
Yes, she is.
Oh, 2009, one of these, well, a ball, a big wheel, and a Nintendo Game Boy.
Oh.
Cool. I always wanted a big wheel. We had bikes, which was great, but those big wheels look
the
super fun.
The neighbor kid, Michael Grady, had a big wheel.
Yeah.
Lucky.
That was pretty cool.
I don't really remember riding the big wheel, but my youngest sister, Jenny, I'm just like her in the big wheel. So, absolutely. And now she's joined me in her 50s. 2010, playing cards in the game of life.
Oh, the game of life, Millionaire Acres. That's where you wanted to be, right?
See, the game that I think belongs in here is Stratego. That is one of my suggestions. That brings up painful memories for Caleb.
Is it a
my
board
brother
game?
Always Stratego.
I don't know it. Tell me.
Oh, no. It's just like they're numbered. It's a battlefield strategy, like 1 through 9. It's lower scale intensity than Risk, I think.
Okay.
But anyhow, there's bombs, and you're trying to find the other guy's flag.
Yeah, and I would always find the bombs, never the flag.
Miners, though, can survive the bombs. So
yeah, going back to life, I remember playing that, too. I somehow, one of the few good fortunes I've ever had playing board games, because like I said, my older brother, I don't believe in luck, but if there were someone who's born lucky, it'd be my older brother. He always won everything. But somehow, I would usually get the top salary, the $100,000 salary,
right,
and be a doctor. because I'd always go to college in life, and I'd be the doctor, and either I'd get the $100,000 salary or I'd get the trade salary cards with any player thing.
Nice.
So, but when I played life the most, I was too embarrassed to have a wife. And so you had to get married, and I would make her sit in the back seat of my little life minivan. And that was how immature I was. And I do not deserve the wife that I now have because of how immature I was as a child. I was just like, I don't like
girls. Girls have cooties. I would never like a girl.
The game of life was fantastic.
But I think Lindsay does sit up front, so that's
good. I never became a doctor either.
No.
All right, unless we tackle a few more of these toys, we'll never get through this whole list this morning. So here we go. It was 2011. This is the National Toy Hall of Fame. We're doing this because the finalists for this year for the Toy Hall of Fame announced yesterday a dozen of them. They'll make it official who made it in November 4th. We'll talk about it the next day. So 2011, the blanket.
Ah.
A dollhouse.
Like the Linus blanket?
And yeah. Hot Wheels.
Classic.
Uh-huh. Blanket, a.k.a. cape or fort.
You heard me talk about my purple Ferrari Hot Wheel before. That was my most coveted Hot Wheel. Yeah.
Coveted by you?
Yes.
And you got it. Uh-huh. That's the perfect thing.
The orange Hot Wheel tracks, and again, you stick them in a lazy board or a couch or whatever, you need to see, again, how far you can make the cars go or jump or possibly do the loop-de-loop. Lots of fun things with Hot Wheels.
Love Hot Wheels.
Going back many years to Peter Hart's driveway that's no longer there on Alice Street in Wauwatosa, where I'll be later today, and the driveway was sloped just right to have those Saturday morning Hot Wheel races. 2012, Domino's and Star Wars action figures, hence the Star Wars music. So
that's right.
Uh-huh. 2013, chess made it in. Checkers had arrived earlier, and the rubber duck. I guess Ernie from Sesame Street pushed
the rubber duck. Who doesn't have? Yeah, we still have rubber ducks.
And one more in 2014, Bubbles. Yes, Little Green Army Men.
Yes,
had a lot of those growing up, and the Rubik's Cube.
Never was able to complete
that. Part of my childhood.
No, but I did have army guys.
Yeah. No, I mean, seriously, I had an ice cream. It was probably Gustafson's or Gustafson's ice cream. I had a pail full of the tan, like desert fatigues, and then the solid green army men.
Right.
Too. We even had the little tank.
You needed Many that to protect your home.
You did.
That's what you needed.
And then Toy Story made it seem so much more legit.
All right, we've had a lot of fun this morning talking toys. It all started around 7:20 or so with the 12 finalists announced yesterday for the Toy Hall of Fame. They'll make it official who makes it in November 4th. And so we love toys. We love childlikeness. And so we've been talking about what are the 74 toys that made it in. We've taken it year by year from 98 through 2014. We reached 2015, the puppet, the Super Soaker, Squirt Gun, and Twister.
Super Soaker was a game changer.
Yes.
All that water. Loved it.
That was after my childhood, the Super Soaker. So
yeah, for sure after mine too, but my kids. Yeah. All that ammo with the pumping action.
Did you guys have some big water fights at the Swenson?
Quite a bit, yeah. I mean, again, the classic Super Soaker with the kind of the green bottle.
That's right.
That's what we first had.
Okay, yeah, that's big time. All right, 2016, Dungeons & Dragons, Fisher-Price, Little People, and Swing, the Swing.
I love a swing.
Uh-huh.
We had one of those aluminum swing sets that when you swung too fast or hard, it kind of like lifted up from the ground. Did that ever happen to you guys? I guess not. Maybe I was a little heavy. I was a heavy child, I guess.
Again, it was the neighbor across the street that had the swing set for us. The trampoline's not on here. It's just occurring to me. I haven't seen it yet.
It's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
We have the netting now.
The best decision for our kids, having a trampoline, and as they're growing up, there's lots and lots of fun and energy expended. 2017, the game of Clue, a paper airplane, and wiffle ball. Oh, a lot of good games of wiffle ball growing up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And Clue, so good with the tiny little murder weapons. Not that murder's right. We're not condoning it, people.
Colonel Mustard in the library with the wrench. All right.
That's right.
2017, and we just did. 2018, the Magic 8 Ball, Pinball, and Uno.
Pinball making a huge comeback. I'm telling you.
Causing family fights everywhere when someone lays a draw four on you at just the wrong time.
Yeah, I thought
Friendships have ended because we
loved each other, and here's a draw four right on my pile.
See, another good game came to my mind. Phase 10 is a lot of fun. All right, 2019. The coloring book had to wait until 2019 to get in the toy.
Wow.
That's a long wait.
Super
long overdue.
Fun.
Magic the Gathering and Matchbox cars.
Love them.
And finally, the last 2020 was Baby Nancy, Jenga, And after a long, long wait, sidewalk chalk made it in.
I think deservedly so. Sidewalk chalk.
Chalk Fest in Eau Claire, always amazed at the creativity. And Jenga. We bought a giant Jenga. Super fun.
One that I would say that probably isn't mainstream enough to get in here, but that my family has had a lot of fun playing with, is called Dutch Blitz. And it literally says on the package, a very good game. And it's just a hand slapping good time.
Oh, I like it.
My sister-in-law, Naomi, is probably the best player I've ever seen and kind of made me not want to continue playing. But check it out.
What about some other card games like Authors or Old Maid?
Well, I have to say, being a German girl from Milwaukee, Schopskopf, Sheep's Head, is the only card game we play.
Yeah.
Where the highest card is the Queen of Clubs. And so I understand no other card game. I can't, because I'm like, well, what about the Queen of Clubs? And people look at me askance. It's like higher than an ace, higher than a king.
Rook is another one that we played a lot, and I just checked, and it is not in the Toy Hall of Fame either. That's another solid
card. That doesn't take anything away from the joy you guys had playing it.
We have covered all 74 that are in, and the 12 that are nominated. Find out November 4th who made it. It's tough. It's tough to get into any Hall of Fame.
Right?